news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Just when you think the news can't get any more explosive or weirder, Trump opens his mouth again. This time it was during a phone call with Turkish President Erdogan, ostensibly to smooth over the fact that there was no one-on-one meeting between the two leaders at the United Nations General Assembly last week, when Trump reportedly agreed to move U.S. troops out of northeastern Syria to clear the way for a Turkish military operation in the area. Trump tweeted, as part of a long tantrum, quote, "The Kurds fought with us, but were paid massive amounts of money and equipment to do so. They have been fighting Turkey for decades. I held off this fight for almost 3 years, but it's time for us to get out of these ridiculous, endless wars, many of them tribal, and bring our soldiers home." Let me break in here to say I agree. It is time for the U.S. to get out of these endless wars. But we need to do so within the bounds of working with our allies, keeping our promises on the world stage, and acting in full cooperation with the Pentagon, not the way Donald Trump does it, unilaterally, because he caved on a phone call with the Turkish president. Shortly thereafter, the White House put out an official statement. Then came the about face. Even Trump got into the act by claiming he didn't mean what you heard him say. "As I have stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom," he actually wrote that, "in my great and unmatched wisdom," in case you missed it, "consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. I've done before." I know you thought I made that up. He really wrote that and tweeted it out. The President of the United States. Seriously. Anyway, Monday was filled with reaction, almost unanimously critical of Trump's apparently unilateral decision, catching even the Pentagon off guard. Well, fortuitously for Stephen Colbert, one of his guests Monday night was Susan Rice, Barack Obama's former national security advisor.
"This is bat crazy. It's just, and
now for those of us who may not have followed the role of the Kurds in helping us fight against ISIS, why is it?
Because these are the people who, for the last 4 years, have been fighting on our behalf with our equipment to defeat ISIS. And they have done it with enormous efficacy, and they've sacrificed immensely. And we basically just said to them, see ya. And let the Turks, who are like the hungry wolf trying to kill the lamb, go for it." And it's just appalling because, you know, we promised them our partnership. And we promised them that if they worked with us to defeat our common enemy, but particularly, you know, the United States and the Western enemy, then we would stand with them. And Trump woke up on the wrong side of the bed, it appears, and decided, never mind, which is why finally the Republicans in Congress have gotten a pulse today.
So there's that. And Brett McGurk, who served under both Bush and Obama, the latter as special presidential envoy for the U.S. campaign against ISIS. He was on Matto Monday night and gave us some good background information.
It's a dangerous situation, but I hope Americans are in their thoughts. We have Americans on the ground in Syria. I spent a lot of time in Syria in this war against ISIS. I used to go in there every couple months. And we have people on the ground tonight who are there under President Trump's orders, and they really have no idea what they're supposed to do. And that is just unacceptable if you're the commander in chief. This is the most solemn obligation for a president. And what he did last night just threw this entire policy process into disarray and left our people out there totally exposed.
Even Lindsey Graham and Moscow Mitch offered stern criticism, frankly, a new development in Trump's world. Bottom line is that Donald Trump destroys the U.S.'s standing in the world a bit more with each hour passing while he's still in office. Now, in impeachment news, Tuesday was the day that U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland, who has no experience and only got the position because he donated $1 million to Trump's inaugural committee, was scheduled to testify behind closed doors. to explain why he became involved in dealings in Ukraine, which is not a member of the European Union. But shortly after 8 a.m. Tuesday morning, the news broke that the Trump administration blocked Sondland from appearing. Go figure. His attorney, Robert Luskin, said, quote, he's a sitting ambassador, an employee of state, and is required to follow their direction. The Supreme Court's new term officially got underway on Monday, the first Monday in October. On Tuesday, they'll hear three cases joined together under the umbrella of LGBTQ rights, asking the very important question whether an employee can be fired for simply being gay or transgender. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, which means I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on the donate button.